Blog Talk Radio.
Jazz and Soul Cafe Radio.
Every Tuesday at 8 p.m., I love you. Smooth jazz and conversation really turns me on. WDMV Radio. WBMV Radio.
Welcome to Jazz and Soul Cafe Radio with your man DJ Mr. E. That was a great opening, man. I think we dropped some great tracks on. You kicked off the show at exactly 8 p.m. with an old school classic phase of Riding High. Then we had Brian Culberson with Forbidden Love. And that was Mr. Gerald Albright, The Next Level. No matter where you're listening from, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome you to Jazz and Soul Cafe Radio. This is what we do each and every Tuesday night, man. Just a place where you can cool out, kick back, relax, and enjoy some smooth sounds, man. And every now and then, we'll bring a guest along that will that has something to offer the show, man. As you know, those faithful listeners that listen each and every week, you know I do not have guests every week, but every now and then, I hear something, and I believe that I need to bring it to you. And our guest tonight, Miss Selena McDay, is one of those artists. I'm going to be bringing her up to you about 8:30 p.m. in about 10, 12 minutes, man. Just really quick before we get into the next segment, according to Billboard magazine, the smooth jazz songs for this week, brand new, second week in a row, Easy Come, Easy Go, Paul Hardcastle, Richard Elliott, Boomtown, The Lady in My Life, George Benson, Hot Sauce by Jesse J, and Eyes for You by Daryl Hall. Going back in the day, Daryl Hall and John Oakes, man. So that's how it is, man, on the Smooth Jazz Charts. Got a lot more information for you. Got a lot more music for you. So let's keep it moving and grooving right now on Jazz and Soul Cafe Radio. Going to bring Miss Selena McDay up at 8:30 p.m.
DJ Mr. E. The DJ, Mr. E Show, 8 p.m. Tuesday.
information.
Those of you who perhaps have the opportunity of checking out Amateur Night from time to time, you know how hot Amateur Night is. Well, we're going to be talking this afternoon with a young lady who is on the line right now from Savannah, Georgia. She is Selena McDay, vocalist who won fourth place last Wednesday in the show-offs after winning first place in her first try at the Apollo. And her sister is so bad, she said she'll sing on the telephone if she needs to. Selena McDay, good afternoon.
We are never alone. You can't catch a break and life keeps knocking you down. Then all you want to do is assume the fetal position, unplug the phone, break down and cry. Well, you don't need permission, have at it if you want it, cause it's alright if you need to cry. I want you to stop, think about it, and hold your head up and cry with a smile. So in those dark days and them cold nights, you've been keeping, start messing with your mind. And then a little piece of you disappears, and your faith is attacked by your fear. And loneliness starts creeping up on you. You need to stop and remember, you are never alone. When you're the only one in the room, tell me, who in the heck do you be talking to? You see, you know that everything, everything is gonna be fine. But you gotta remember,
Jazz and Soul Cafe Radio, your man, DJ Mr. E. Once again, welcoming you to the show for all of you that are just logging in. Just a couple of minutes behind. I see you right there, Selena, getting ready to come at you right now. Shout out to the first ladies that are in the chat room. What's happening to Lady Carol and all that good crew. And my first lady, Miss Linda Renee, what's happening? You out there listening. Debuting her brand new album, and yes, I'm old school, I call them albums, man. Her brand new album, Cry With A Smile. We just heard the first single, Cry With A Smile. That was a hell of an intro. Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome to the stage Miss Selena McDay. Selena, you with me?
Yes, indeed, Mr. E. How are you tonight?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful, and your music is mesmerizing me and keeping me pumped up and keeping me good.
Oh, I'm so happy. That means all that work for them 6 years it took to get it recorded was worth it. Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come on the show tonight. Let's get right into it. For those people that have not ever heard of you. You've been singing for how many years, baby?
Okay, I'm just going to confess to 30-plus. I'm not going any further than that.
30-plus years. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ms. Selena McVay, and this is your very first recording, correct?
Very first CD. I tell a little joke. It took a long time because I had to conceive, bear, and raise my producer. My son produced this CD.
And that's an interesting story within itself.
I'm sure.
Let's just talk about that for a minute. I got a lot of questions, but let's talk about that for a minute. You are the mommy. Your son is the producer.
Mm-hmm.
In the studio, how did that work with you all?
Well, for about 2 years we fought because it was hard for me to separate the artist from the mother and the producer from the son. So we kept bumping heads. But once I stopped fighting him and started listening to the producer of him and acting the artist, he ended up getting me to do things that I didn't know I could still do. I'm truly impressed. And he, meaning his name is Rizion. He's got his own little thing. He's got another a CD of his own coming out as well. But his producer hat, his engineering hat, I'm so grateful because if I had not fought him for so long, probably would have had the CD a little sooner. But we fought for almost 2 years bumping heads until I stopped and listened to the producer. And he's an excellent, excellent, extraordinary producer.
Selena, why did it take 30 years? You're a great artist, and let us know why it took 30 years for your first LP to come out.
Well, the reality of it basically is that the choices I made early on in life, I had 3 children. I raised them as a single parent. So I made the sacrifices for that, although I continued to sing the entire time. And, of course, I was trying along the way. I mean, back in the day, the thing to do was to try to get signed to one of the major labels, and that is, what is it, about 5 of them? And that was not an easy thing. Now, earlier on, back in the day, you could maybe walk into a producer's office without, you know, because it wasn't all that security, and sing, and he'd sign you right there. Things got tight. They got harder to actually get an ordinance with someone to let them hear you. So it was like who you knew or who you didn't know. And that's why it took so, you know, it would take you so long. I got a few, I want to call them bites along the way, but being a woman in the business, believe me, it is not an easy thing, especially on the level that I've been on. It's like I had a couple of just about what I thought were close calls, but unfortunately, because I was a woman and I didn't want to go to quote-unquote breakfast with a few of them, some things fell through the wayside. So I decided that we had to do it ourselves. I had to find a way to do it myself, and I couldn't along the way raising the kids, but my son did. He came up with the idea of taking actually some school money when he was in undergraduate school, bought some equipment, set up a little studio in the house, and told me that, it surprised me with it, as a matter of fact, and told me that he was going to make my dream come true because he heard come true. He heard me a couple of times coming home or leaving a recording session or something, crying, you know, for whatever reason. You know, one time, I'm not going to mention any names, but one of the major studios here in town, recording studios here in town, held on to my master and didn't want to give it to me because they decided to hike up the price. That's another story for another day. But they finally, I mean, after I did enough praying and crying, God made it work, and he gave me my master to a little single that I did back in 96. But it's been, I mean, you know, life. I guess the shortest answer is life.
All right, cool. Now, you are from Harlem World, is that correct?
I'm sorry?
No, you're from Harlem, Brooklyn?
Yes, the village of Harlem. I'm born and raised up there. I only left in order to go to, I went to undergraduate school down in Savannah, Georgia, and that's when I left. I left in 79 to go down to school, which I didn't start till 1980. And I got back up here to come up here to go to law school. I got a scholarship to American University, Washington College of Law. That's how I ended up here in the DMV.
And a lot of people wouldn't know by listening to your passion for music that you're also a very successful lawyer here in Washington.
Well, I used to be. I'm semi-retired now. I'm taking up now that my children are grown and I can do my thing. I'm doing my thing. You know, of course, you have to supplement the income because music is very fickle. Hopefully, this CD will help me get me to the next level, so it won't be quite so fickle with me. But you know, just being a performer, it's kind of fickle. So I had to have, I won't call it a plan B. It was just a backslide. You know, something I could lean back on if I needed to for a little while.
All right. Well, I want to get a lot in the time that I have you. We kicked it off with the title track, Cry With a Smile. Tell us a little bit about how you came about writing and creating that song.
Well, that actually was the last song I wrote for the CD, and just as by way of a little correction, it isn't the first single, but it is the title track. And as it was the last song I wrote, only because, quick story, I was supposed, the CD was going to be named My Name is Ellipse Selena, kind of fashioned after Jill Scott's first CD, where she said, who is Jill Scott? So I figured I'd tell you guys who I was rather than you have to guess. But I'm also in the process of about halfway finished of writing my first novel, and it's called Cry With a Smile. And during the course of us just about getting finished with the CD, my son suggested during a meeting we were having one time, because the book is about life lessons and love lessons with a little humor, and the CD turns out to be the same thing, you know, about some things that I learned and experienced and whatever along the way. He said, well, why not name the CD Cry With a Smile, the same as the book? Now, of course, I didn't have a title track at the time, and I had to think about it, but it was like, okay, I'll write one. So it was the last one. And the bottom line to that is, anytime you go through life, you're going to have some problems that come up. Like one of the lines says, it feels like life keeps knocking you down. You can't get a break. But if you have a faith base, if you understand, you remember the things that you've gone through that you didn't think you were going to get through, then when stuff starts happening to you, go on and cry, get your emotions out the way, but then put a smile on your face because, you know, God is going to come and fix it.
I love Cry With a Smile. We're going to play some music. We're going to get into the album a little bit. Let's take a caller real quick. Caller 2482, you're on the air. Hello? Caller, you're on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, when you call in, you can't listen to your radio. You got to listen up. Last four, 2482, you're on the air with Selena McDay. Okay. All right, let's get a song. I'm going to play the single, the first single now. From what I understand, the single dropped on 11/11/11.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I'm very happy about that.
And the release is going to be on 12/11 at World Famous Tacoma Station, right?
Yes, I'm having my CD, my exclusive CD launch party on Sunday, December 11th at the World Famous, actually, the Tacoma Station Tavern in D.C., it starts at 7 o'clock, and I've got some, hopefully some surprise guests that's been invited that will come by, and I mean some pretty national acts as well, you know, pretty big acts, national acts, because I have shared the stage with quite a few people, and hopefully they'll come out to share this moment in time with me. It's long awaited, like I said, I've waited a long time for this, and it's well worth it. And it's like going full circle. Tacoma Station was the first stage that I sang on when I arrived here in town. I'd been in law school maybe 3 months, and little study session afterwards, a long study session. One of my classmates took me there to get a drink when we finished with the study session. It was, and he said it was his birthday. He convinced me to get up on the stage and sing, and I got offered a job by Mr. Bobby Boy. God bless him, rest his soul. He died this year, the owner of the club. He offered me a job right there the same day, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And for 7 years plus, I sang there Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays as a headline singer there. So I'll be going full circle. That's where I started in this town, and that's where I'm going now to bring it to the next level.
That's right. Let me try to get a couple of your callers in. We got some callers here.
Oh, cool.
Caller 0815, you're on the air with Selena McDay.
Good evening.
Good evening, caller.
Hi, this is Tyrone Sells. Lady McDay, how are you?
How you doing, Tyrone? Thank you so much for calling in.
You got, you know, we know each other for quite a while. I've known your story. I've known you. You know my family.
Oh, yeah, we're friends. We're past just knowing each other. We're friends. I love you guys.
Yeah. You know, just for the listeners that they may know, you are definitely the documentary, a living documentary. I mean, your lifestyle, your life has come from, I don't know, from the very extremes. I mean, you're the total swing of the pendulum. And I am so proud of you for going through all that you have and taking all that God has sent you, put you through, seeing you through, and put it in song. It is an absolutely remarkable task. And I know you have a book coming out soon, correct?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to get back to it. I got to get this CD off the road first. But once I get it out there, I hope by the summer, end of summer, I should be finished with the book.
I've known what you've done. I know where you're going. I know that you're going to make it because nothing that you set your mind to that you hadn't accomplished. And everything was against you, but God has always seen you through because of your perseverance, your hard work. And I'm always telling everybody, when preparation meets opportunity, it will yield success.
Mm, God bless you. I mean, I got the rug burns to prove that I wasn't by myself. That's the whole purpose of this CD, is for everybody to know that we are never alone. That's the message I'm trying to get. You're never alone. That's that line in that song about when you're the only person in the room, who are you talking to? You know you're talking to God. So
right.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, caller. We appreciate you calling in. Let's get back into a little bit of music. This is the first single, Why Me, Die Me.
Bye. Yes.
But then they come right back to me when they find that I'm different from the rest. And you can believe I've been a witness. You're gonna pay for everything you get. So let me take a couple minutes to tell you where I'm at. I want a man who shares feelings, not just the sexual healings, who wanna be with me even in the daylight. You can do, just open your heart and your wallet too, and I guarantee you can't help but get it right. Fancy cars and diamonds. Every girl I know could use a carrot or two. And I like French champagne and sushi, trips to the shore and Gucci. But sometimes a single rose and a hug will do. So you gotta wine me and dine me. Show me that you love me.
Choose that to be the single, first single.
Well, I wanted something fun And, you know, everybody in most genres are talking about bling this and bling that. So I wanted it to, for people to, when they first hear the title, that's probably what they would think. Oh, a gold digger song. But when you hear it, you'll understand it's about give and take. It really is about an exchange of the important things that's important to each other. And somebody's got to make the first move. And I like being courted. I'm an old-fashioned kind of girl, so court me. But many men have figured out that when you make a woman happy, they make you twice as happy. So it's just a little fun song to get that message across, that's all.
All right, what's your website? Give me your website out, please.
www.SelenaMacDaySings. That's SelenaMacDaySings.com.
Okay. Now you're saying that you old school, but you got a Twitter page. You got Twitter. What's your Twitter information?
Okay, look, I tell you, I have a son. He's put me on just about everything. So my Twitter address is Selena M Sings. I'm trying to keep it, you know, simple, so I couldn't do the whole McDay Sings, but it's Selena M Sings. I'm on YouTube at Selena, the number 2, the letter K, and 11, the number 11. I guess that right now that's it, although I do have a Hootsuite thing going up. I haven't gotten that address yet, but he's keeping me up to date. He's brought me into the 21st century because I remember I was trying to do Facebook and I was a little confused with that, but he's like, Mom, no, you have to do Twitter. Twitter's the thing. I still don't understand everything, but I know how to tweet.
Hey, that's cool. All right, I'm glad you're up to par and keeping everything to do it. I want to get as much music in. Tell me, just give me 10 seconds, how does it feel? That's what we're going to play next.
Oh, Lord, this is one of my favorite songs on the CD. Bottom line is sometimes you have to flip the script. I happen to have been in one relationship in my life, and only one, where I did more sitting home waiting for this man than anything else. And this is just a story about a woman, but it could be a man. The gender can change however it needs to. But if you've ever sat home waiting for someone that you're in a relationship with for too long, eventually you get tired of that. So this is where I flip the script, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just have to flip the script. I used to put your needs, baby, before my own. And I felt like I was on call when you kept me waiting by the telephone. Now all you wanna do
Right there, how does it feel? And just coming from a guy standpoint, and you know, guys be out running around doing their thing, hanging out, and then for you to flip the script and be up to him and say, yeah, now what? How does it feel? Let it remain. Don't try that.
Yeah, we learn those lessons early in life, but we tend to forget them. Sometimes men tend to forget them a little more, but that used to be the case. Now it's everybody that can forget it, Ben. You know, it's like what goes around comes around. It really does. What you do to somebody eventually comes right back to you.
Wow, that is a hot, hot, hot track. All right, tell everybody where they can get your music. The CD drops on the 25th to the public. Is that correct?
Black Friday, yes. And right now I've put up a pre-order discounted price. If you pre-order it now before Black Friday, you can get it for $9.99. Okay, it is 17 tracks on there. I couldn't give up the music. I had a hard time pulling songs because I had about 25 I was gonna put on there at first. But my son helped me pull out some of them and said, "Mom, come on, this is not the only CD you're gonna do. Save some of the music." But I insisted, instead of the regular 12 or 13 most people give you, you got 17 songs in there. So if you pre-order it now, you can do it on my website. Right after Black Friday, I'll have it on iTunes and probably Bandcamp and, you know, a couple other places. But right now, you can get it right now, do the pre-order, and at 12:01 on Black Friday morning, you'll be able to download it. Okay, but now it'll also be available at the launch party, you know, but on Black Friday, you'll be able to get it. And after Black Friday, of course, you know, the price goes up, but that's reality.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a phenomenal CD. I heard all 17 tracks.
Thank you.
It is one of those CDs that you can put in and you can ride to. You can put in track one, and you don't take the joker off until you hit track 17. I'm sorry, Selena. I don't know whether we're going to have time to get to it, but you have a trilogy. The trilogy is called Who Am I? And it's a question. It's an introduction, a question, and an answer. Tell us a little bit about that trilogy and why you wrote that.
Well, I was paying homage, actually, to the last poets. I don't know if many people, they are actually responsible for what now has turned into hip-hop, okay, starting it, actually. You know, they did to jazz tracks, they did not necessarily rapping, but they talked. It's like what they call maybe spoken word now. And I did a male and female version of Who Am I? You know, we all tend to ask that. Who am I? You know, and I gave up what I feel like from the female's point of view on both sides of the track with the male and the female. And it's just a little intro to it trying to explain that I was just saying that I was giving homage to the last poets. Anybody, if you Google the last poets, you'll be able to see that they're like the pioneers of this whole thing, you know, that we call hip-hop now. And that's my first effort at the spoken word, and it's really cool. I've got one of the DMVs, well, actually it's national act now, David Dyson, playing a bass on there for me, and it's the funky, funky bass on there. It is so cool.
Absolutely. Now, I don't know exactly what time you log in or you called in, but prior to me kicking off your set with Crowd for Smile,
Wait, don't tell me. I know you were playing David. I was going to ask you that. I know that was David Dyson because I can recognize his bass anywhere. Okay? I was going to ask you that.
Yeah. And prior to that, I don't know whether you were on, but prior to that, as part of your build-up, I did Aria's Lullaby by our friend Mr. Frankie Addison.
Okay, no, I didn't know that was Frankie, actually, and I should have known that because I know his horn, too, but I may have been moving around, getting some things together to get ready to sign, you know, to call in, so I may have not paid as much attention as I should because I should have known him, too. But just before, yes, I heard that, and I meant to ask you that before we got started, but, you know, things got taken off and I didn't get a chance to. But that is so cool because Frankie... Well, David is unfortunately not going to be able to be at the launch party because he's doing Blues Alley. But Frankie will be there. So come, he's going to be on stage with me a few times doing a couple of things. And me and Frankie go back to Tacoma Station days. He's the one that's on my little Funky V. If you go on my website, I've redone Funny Valentine, and it's called Funky V now. And he's playing horn on that. So it's real cool.
All right, now, we're going to play. We're not going to stop. Our interview is supposed to be 8:30 to 9, but we're going to keep this thing moving. We got a lot of people on the phone lines. They're not chatting with us, though. If you want to speak to Selena, ladies and gentlemen, 646-378-0763 and press 1 on your phone, and we'll bring you in. But as you and I were chatting the other day, you told me about three very famous people that you had the opportunity to bring on stage and play some of your music. You want to share with
us? Oh, definitely, yes. Well, I used to, back in the day when I was the house singer there at Tacoma Station, anybody that, you know, back in the 90s, early 90s, and most of the 90s, anytime National Acts came to town, once they did their sets, wherever they did their concerts, they used to come to Tacoma Station to hang out afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm sorry?
No, I just said sure did.
Yeah, and it was really cool. So those of us that were there every weekend working, we'd look up during the last set and no telling who would come through the door. Well, one night I recognized Wynton Marsalis, and then I recognized his brother, Branford. But then I didn't know who the other man was with him. Turns out it was his dad, Ellis. And I used to have this song that was called, it was a blues tune called Your Man's Got Another Woman, Baby. I have since renamed it to Selena's Blues. But they got on the stage and played my song for me. I got to sing with Wynton Branford and Ellis Marsalis. And I'm never going to forget that. As a matter of fact, they're on my musical vitae.
That is so cool.
It was definitely cool.
That's fire. Okay, we're going to do another song. I'm just going to keep this music going. Ladies and gentlemen, one more time, if you have a question, a request, or just want to send some congratulatory shout out to Selena, I'm sorry, the number is 646-378-0763. Not going to tire up for the rest of the night, but I'm going to keep it for a little while. This track, I like this track. This is a 6-minute track, and it gets funky, and you work this track. This is I Don't Know. Tell me just briefly a little something about I Don't Know.
Well, it's actually I Didn't Know, and it really, a lot of people who write, a lot of artists, and not to have to say anything against them, it's just that a lot of them say they don't write from personal experience. I tend to believe that they don't want everybody to know that that's their business that they're writing about, but I'm not going to deny it. Everything I write about is something that I have experienced. And if it isn't something I experienced, it's something I went through with somebody else that I love that they've experienced. And this is one of the things that, for me, for a long time after I got divorced, I couldn't trust anybody. You know, I was kind of shut down. I was enjoying my life, but I was shut down to relationships. And then I met somebody who got through that. And this I didn't know. It's like I didn't know that this is how love could be, you know, until he saw through all of the stuff that I had been hurt with, you know, that I was shutting myself and protecting myself against. So I didn't know. It was just a bottom line. I didn't know that this is how love could be. I didn't know how to show my love until you showed me.
Ladies and gentlemen, I Didn't Know by Miss Selena.
I just needed a little direction. Unfortunately, love couldn't make you do, no idea how to trust,
or open up inside. You see,
I didn't know. Everything locked away. In my silence, I felt safe. I just couldn't share anymore until you found a way to make me open up enough to see how true love would set me free, to feel the joy and comfort of trust. You changed my life so much because
Day. I love that song. Let's bring your sister on. Helga!
Eric! Hey, sissy!
Hey, sissy. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm enjoying this here. Wish we were in the same room.
I know, but at least we're on the same airspace.
Yeah.
Listen, y'all, it's far be it from me to ever take over and start running things, but I have a request.
Okay.
Eric?
I'm listening.
Okay. I want to hear Funky V and the DMV version of It's About That Time. Do you have that?
I didn't get the DMV version of It's About That
Yeah, that's
time.
On the website, on. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's all right. Funky V will do it. And thank you so much for entertaining us and having us on and for the show that you do every week. Selena, I just wanted to remind you to, before you go off here, to talk about the CD release party and some of the folks that will be on the show that evening.
Well, you probably be the better one to tell them some of the band members that will be on that evening. Since you're on the phone, you might as well.
You already said Frankie Addison will be on saxophone, George Jones, whom I grew up with, awesome drummer, on drums. What's left?
Mike Pryor, bass.
Mike Pryor, and I believe Young Mike Jr., on keys, not sure about Mike Jr. Unique the Heaven Sent will be doing spoken word. That's Candace Griffin. It's a family affair, and then of course Sam.
Well, Rizion, thank you very much.
Rizion.
And Miss Tamara Wellens. They have a beautiful song. Of his CD that they'll be doing as well. It's really going to be interesting because I have some surprise guests that are supposed to be coming by too. I do not want to mention their names right now. I'll get into that a little later as I get the confirmations. Let's put it that way. But it's going to be a fun night. Again, it's December 11th at 7 p.m. from 7 to 10. Show starts at 8 sharp because we're going to be kicking it. There's a lot of things we got to get done in there, so I'm going to be starting on time. So please get in there at 7. It'll be worth it. You don't want to miss anything. It's absolutely wonderful. At Tacoma Station Tavern, 6914, what is that, 4th Street, right, Northwest.
That is correct. Helga, I just need you to know that that song I did not have either. I just have the 17 tracks that are on the album.
Oh, yeah, that stuff is on the CD, on the website.
Ah.
If we had talked about it earlier, he probably could have gotten them down. But, yeah.
Helga, you called me and asked me for things that you didn't give me, so we're going to move
on. On the air at that. That's
on
only my answer to that.
But you know,
okay, sorry, guys.
Helga introduced me to Frankie, and Helga introduced me to you, so it's cool. Helga's my sister. She can do no wrong.
All right, yeah, I know that's right. Love you, Susie.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, I love you both. Thanks, Eric.
All right, Helga, no problem. We got another caller, Selena. Let's see who is caller.
Good evening.
Good evening. I think maybe you need to I can't hear you, so if you got the radio up, turn it down. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
They not listening. I don't think they want to be.
No, everybody does that. Look, I had to make sure that I turned mine down because you want to hear yourself. But
absolutely.
I'm sorry. Who was that? I couldn't hear.
Try this one more time. 6034, you're on the air.
Three girls that
are beside you in the field that have Sunday. Oh, is this V-Town? Sounds like
V-Town.
Yeah,
no,
it sounded like Vita. I'm not sure, but it sounded like his voice from what I could hear because I could barely hear it.
Yeah, we couldn't hear it. All right.
I'm sorry.
No problem. We're gonna get back into some music. I want everybody to hear as much of your music as they can.
God bless you.
And buy this album and support you. So I'm going to do one more track.
Okay.
I'm going to do Would You, Could You, another song that I absolutely adore. Tell us just a little bit about that song before we get into it.
Okay, very quickly. Unfortunately, a lot of people tell me I tell too much of my business, but, you know, I am who I am. What you see is what you get. And this tune was inspired by Luther Vandross' Dance with My Father, where he's talking to God. And this is me talking to God about the love of my life that inspired the I Didn't Know that I told you to help me love again. Unfortunately, he's not with us anymore. He, you know, he had, you know, got sick and had a heart attack and died. But this is me asking God, could I have a do-over? Could we just have one more time to be together? So I'm asking him, could you bring back my love? And I'm going to say his name. His name was Don Colbert Hawkins. And if you're listening, Don, and I know you'd be happy, because he started out as my manager, oddly enough, for about 2 years, and then all of a sudden something changed. I don't know how that happened, but it did. So this is Would You Could You, dedicated to Don Colbert Hawkins.
Into my life, and I wasn't even looking for love, cause everything was going just fine. But it wasn't long before I was sure you'd sent him to me. So would you, could you answer a few questions, please? What am I to do here by myself, now that love has come and left? Can't you put things back the way they were? Would you, could you take away the hurt? Do I have to be here all alone, now that love has come and gone? Just this one time, if I beg and plead, would you, could you bring him back? Then like a thief in the night, darkness split up and changed our lives. With very little warning, turned our world upside down. It took control of his life, our love and his soul. So would you, could you please?
If I can have it, just please.
Selena, I want to take this opportunity to thank you.
So here
oh.
I am. Uh-oh.
That's my thank you.
Thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate you taking the opportunity. And I really appreciate you allowing me to play the music before the people can buy it, man. I like getting exclusive stuff. So
I appreciate you doing it. Thank you so much. If I could just have a moment to say thank you to everybody who tried to call in. Unfortunately, we had some technical difficulties. I appreciate you. I love you for doing it, listening in, and knowing that you were there. And if you want to, hit me up on Facebook or Twitter to let me know that was you so that I can personally thank you again. But thank you to everybody that was listening and calling in. I appreciate you. And I appreciate you too, Mr. E.
It is entirely my pleasure. One more time. Give your website, the drop dates, and where they can buy the CD.
All righty. My website is www.SelenaMcDaySings, and that's SelenaMcDaySings.com. And the CD is there now for pre-order at a very low pre-order price until Black Friday, which is 11/25/11. After 11/25/11, you'll be able to get it, but of course, we're going to have to do what economically is responsible to do. You can reach me there or on Twitter at Selena M. Sings, and I have the single is available right now for buy and download as well, Whammy and Dimey, on Bandcamp. And I should have had that address ready for you, but it's bandcamp.com, I think. Yeah, it's bandcamp.com. BANDCAMP. But if you just go to my website, all information you need, whatever connections you need to get to the CD pre-order or for the single order is there on the website, Selena McDay Sings. And I truly appreciate you, DMV, for appreciating me. I found a second home here. Yes, I always say that I'm from New York by way of Savannah and all over the DMV because you guys have shown me love. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much. And make sure that either you or Helga give me those other two songs, the DMV version and the song that the two that I don't have that she asked me to get. And
I definitely will. And I want to remind everybody about the launch party. Believe me, you do not want to miss this. That's on December the 11th at Tacoma Station at 7 p.m., 6914 4th Street Northwest. We're going to have a great time. I'm sorry.
I will be there. I will be there.
I know you will. I'll have something to say to you if you're not, okay? And tell a friend. And everybody have a wonderful Thanksgiving if I don't get to talk to you before then, which I'm sure I won't. So have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much, Selena. Appreciate you. Have a great one.
Thank you, and you too. God bless you.
God bless. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I know we are 25 minutes behind time. My man has been in the building. He has gotten warm, then he got cold, and now he's back warmed up. I'm going to give it to him and just turn him loose and let him go for as long as he want to go. Ladies and gentlemen, it is about that time. It is time for the man, world famous and internationally known, DJ Jammer. Take it away.
WDMV Radio.
Are we on the air, sugar?
Yeah.
Presenting your DJ for this evening.
That's my man throwing down.
Once again, back is the incredible
DJ Jammer. Jammer.
say jammer. me for sure. Your love can find me free.
Going on WDMV, Jazz and Soul Cafe Radio. Thank you guys for listening so much, man. I really appreciate it. We back live on the air. That was a DJ Jammer mix, man. We got into it a little late because our interview with Selena went over a little bit, and then Jammer ran a little late. He was just getting his groove on. I got a caller that I really want to bring in, ladies and gentlemen. Let me bring in the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Frankie Addison. Frankie, you with me?
I'm with you, brother. I'm with you.
How you going, sir?
Life is grand. Life is very good. Life is very good.
Man.
What about yourself?
Thank you for calling, man. Did you hear the interview with your girl?
You know, I missed the interview because I was moving around a little bit. I actually had a performance set up tonight myself, but at the last minute, it had gotten canceled. So I was kind of moving around a little bit, but I did talk to a few people that said she was going to be on the air, and I wanted to call and give some support and everything, and plus holler at you as well. So, you know.
Thank you, man. I and not knowing that you would be listening or calling in, I actually brought her in tonight for her interview, and I hope I get your daughter's name right. Aria's Lullaby was a song that I brought her in on.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. You're pretty close. It's Aria. Aria's Lullaby.
Aria's right.
In the ballpark. Yeah, you're right in the ballpark. But I appreciate that, man. Thank you for spending that.
Oh, absolutely, man. When we did our little pre-conversation, you know, she mentioned a few names, your name, David Dyson's name. So prior to bringing her on and playing her music, I dropped Aria's Lullaby, and I dropped The Lion's Den by David Dyson, and then I came in with Cry With a Smile by Selena. So that's how we kicked it off this evening.
Wow, beautiful, man. Thank you very much for spending cool. that. And I appreciate that.
Frankie, you got any new music for me to play, man? You know, you were one of the first guests that I had on this show back in like 2009, I think.
Yeah.
It's like the end of 2009 when I first started doing the show. You were one of the first guests that Helga had introduced me to. So I've got, you know, your music from then. I've got Aria's Lullaby, Don't Let the Smooth Sound Fool You, POA.
Yeah. Right.
Dan, Song Cindy, Summer Breeze. This
right,
one's
right.
I got all of that. So you got, what else you got for me?
Yeah, I have more material. I have more music coming out. That record actually is getting ready to be released right now. I thought by now it would have been out, but, you know, when you're doing things right and you're taking care of the business properly, sometimes things are delayed a little, but that record is getting ready to come out. Hopefully, I'm actually planning to release the record at the beginning of the year. And then I have another one that's already recorded, so I do have some material for you. And maybe we can get together and I can, you know, get you some of the stuff off the new record that's coming out after this, which I plan to release right in the early part of the summer.
Cool, man. I'm going to actually, not going to tie you up this evening, but I'm going to bring you back, man. When you're ready to release that, please give me a shout and come back on the show, man, and let's do it like we did it back in 09.
Absolutely. DJ, I appreciate this, and thank you very much for supporting, you know, the artist. I mean, Selena is a fantastic singer, of course. I mean, her and I have worked together on several occasions, and I'm sure she told you about the release coming up at Tacoma on December 11th. We'll all be there. Hopefully you can come and hang out with us.
I will be right there.
Yeah. And it'll be a great event, man. And I appreciate all that you do for the, you know, local musicians and, you know, the musicians in D.C. I mean, D.C., I mean, we're local, man, but I mean, we can play anywhere in the world. I mean, we're very capable musicians in this town. And, you know, without people like you spinning the music, man, it would be useless. So thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
Hey, man, you got it. Frankie, throw your website out there for us, man.
Say it again?
Put your website out there for the people.
Yeah, website, www.frankieaddison.com.
Thanks a lot, Frankie. I'll chat with you soon, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you, DJ Mr. E.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Get Down, Frankie Addison, man. Love that track. Oh, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. It's about that time. I really appreciate each and every one of you taking the time out of your busy lives to hang out with yours truly, DJ Mr. E. This is what we do each and every Tuesday night. You got artists that you like featured on the show. If you got music that you want to hear on the show, let me know. Hit me on Facebook. All right. Eric, DJ Mr. E. Whitehead on Facebook, at DJ Mr. E. 1 on Twitter. Get at me and let me know, and we'll make it happen, man. Remember, I could not do this without you. I do this for you. You make this happen each and every Tuesday night. As I say each week, in closing, remember to push. Pray until something happens. Each and every one of you guys are my heroes.
To all my people in the struggle, you think God's forgotten about you. Here's some pain medicine. Let's go! You in your car, you at the house, on your job, be encouraged, boo. Come on!
Let's go now, ladies.
For the struggle.